Hey everyone, and welcome back to Inside EAID. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate those mental health roller coasters and come out stronger on the other side. Ever feel like life's just throwing everything it can at you? Like you're constantly running around, trying to keep up with deadlines, relationships, chores, and oh yeah, your own well-being. We've all been there, right? That's why today we're diving into something super important. Creating a self-care plan for mental health. Because let's be real, taking care of ourselves shouldn't feel like an afterthought, should it? Now, before you click off thinking, oh great, another podcast telling me to meditate and drink more water, hear me out. We're going beyond the basic stuff, though meditation and water are definitely good. We're talking about building a personalized plan that actually works for you, something that feels sustainable, enjoyable, and makes a real difference in how you feel. Ready to turn self-care from a vague notion into a powerful habit? Let's do this. Here are 5 key takeaways to get your self-care engine roaring. 1. Know your stress triggers. First step is identifying what throws you off balance. You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, or maybe you feel a knot in your stomach? Those are clues. Is it deadlines, social situations, traffic, or something else entirely? Once you recognize your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them before they spiral out of control. Think of it like having a mental weather report so you can prepare for those stormy days. 2. Make time for what you love. Life is busy, no doubt about it. But carving out time for activities that truly bring you joy is non-negotiable. It doesn't have to be anything grand. Reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or even just having a long bath can do wonders for your mental well-being. Remember, this isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like charging your phone. You need to replenish your energy levels to function at your best. 3. Move your body, boost your mood. Exercise isn't just about looking good, though. That can be a nice bonus. Physical activity releases endorphins, those magical chemicals that have mood-boosting effects. Whether it's a brisk walk, a dance session in your living room, or hitting the gym, find something you enjoy and make it a regular part of your routine. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. Being present in the moment is a superpower. It means paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. Try practicing mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply focusing on your senses. It might sound simple, but it can be incredibly powerful for calming anxiety and reducing stress. 5. Connect with others. Humans are social creatures. Having strong connections with friends, family, and even our communities is vital for our mental well-being. Make time for meaningful interactions. Have coffee with a friend, call your mom, or join a club that aligns with your interests. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. There's strength in connection. Real-world relatable example. Think about the last time you were feeling overwhelmed. Maybe you had a big presentation at work, a family event to plan, or just felt like everything was piling up. How did you react? Did you reach for that extra cup of coffee, scroll through social media endlessly, or maybe even isolate yourself from others? Well, that's your body's way of saying, whoa, things are getting intense. But instead of letting those feelings take over, imagine if you had a self-care plan in place. Maybe it's taking a short walk to clear your head, listening to your favorite playlist, or calling a friend for a quick chat. These small acts can make a world of difference. In a nutshell, remember, creating a self-care plan isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small victories, and don't be afraid to adjust your plan as needed. It's like building a house. You start with a foundation, then add walls, and eventually you have a beautiful home. Same goes for self-care. Keep adding those bricks, one by one, and you'll build a fortress of well-being. Ready to take action? Here's your call to arms. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It helps us reach more people and spread the self-care love. And don't forget, tomorrow we'll be diving into another quick save for your overwhelmed mind. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.